Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. If you already think dropshipping is a scam, your brain will filter out the success stories and focus on failure. This is classic confirmation bias. Your brain wants to prove you right. So if you believe dropshipping is a scam, you're going to find more evidence. Your reticular activation system is going to highlight more places in the world that tell you this is true, even though I promise you it's not. Dropshipping is a scam. We hear it all the time. We see comments on our ads every single day. Recently, I switched barbers, and the first thing he said was, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "I sell physical products online, and I teach others to do the same. I teach high-ticket dropshipping." And he immediately said, "Oh, I tried that. It doesn't work. Dropshipping is a scam." I get it. There are definitely some shady characters selling you snake oil on the internet every single day. You can't scroll through one of your news feeds without seeing someone pushing an MLM. The latest one I've seen is, "Look at these drops. They'll help you lose weight. Come get in my downline." Amazon automation, AI dropshipping, Forex trading. But dropshipping isn't one of them. Wayfair, we've all heard of Wayfair, right? Started as a dropshipping business. The company's founders started by running multiple niche websites that relied on dropshipping suppliers to ship products. They still dropship products today. They later merged all of their websites into one store, Wayfair. If you're doing low-ticket dropshipping, well, you know our thoughts on that one. But high-ticket is legit, and it's been around for decades. So why do people call it a scam? Let's go through the big arguments one by one. Number one, Ben, people don't actually make money with it. That's just not true. I know because I do, my students do, my peers do, and you don't have to take my word for it. Go on YouTube, Reddit, Twitter. You'll find people building real sustainable businesses, but you won't hear them as loudly as the people who failed. Here's a few straight from our own student base. Ben did $1.6 million in his first year. Holly went zero to 500K in her first 5 months. Bill does 500K a month. John went zero to 750K in his first 9 months. And Matt did $2 million in dropshipping sales in his first 2 years. Number two, I tried it and it didn't work. This is classic confirmation bias. Your brain wants to prove you right. So if you already think dropshipping is a scam, your brain will filter out the success stories and focus on failure. This is done by your reticular activation system. If you don't know what that is, follow along here. Think about the last vehicle that you purchased. Let's say it's a red Dodge Ram. Prior to purchasing it, you probably didn't see that many red Dodge Rams. And the moment you bought it, you see every red Dodge Ram. That's your reticular activation system at work. It wants to prove you right. So if you believe dropshipping is a scam, you're going to find more evidence. Your reticular activation system is going to highlight more places in the world that tell you this is true, even though I promise you it's not. Think about this. Thousands of people lose money in crypto meme coins every day. Do they say crypto is a scam? No, they say I just bought the wrong coin. But with dropshipping, people give up after 1 month of ads with little or no sales, and suddenly it's all a scam. Honestly, the quit rate is higher than you think. I bet it's 80%+. That means you're going to beat out 8 out of 10 people simply because you didn't quit when it got hard. Three, it's just overpriced Chinese junk. This I agree with, but not if you do it right. We don't teach low ticket junk on this channel. We teach high ticket dropshipping where you're actually building a real business. A quick look at business brokers like Quiet Light Brokerage or Empire Flippers, and you'll see high ticket dropshipping businesses for sale with great multiples. But there won't be an AliExpress junk store anywhere. I wonder why. Sell high ticket products greater than $1,000 from brands you already know. That's how you win in high ticket dropshipping. Number four, Ben, if you're making money dropshipping, why teach it? I bet that's where you actually make your money. This is my favorite argument, and by favorite, I mean frustrating. People assume that if I teach dropshipping, it must mean that's the only way I make money. But that couldn't be further from the truth. I teach because nothing in business has been more fulfilling than seeing someone's life change. I'll never forget when Holly hugged me in Minneapolis at our live event and said, "You and John changed my life." That was a greater reward than any product sale I've ever made. I could have spent my life selling composting toilets and pellet grills and 3D printers. People are happy when they buy one, sure, but helping someone transform their financial future and their mindset, that's next level. And look, I know what it's like to feel stuck. Before I started dropshipping, I was a forklift driver at a Walmart distribution center, drowning in $40,000 of credit card debt. I get what it's like to stress over bills and to feel like you're spinning your wheels constantly. And I got out. Why wouldn't I want to help others do the same? But here's the thing. Teaching isn't just some side hustle for John and I. We run our education business just like we teach you to run your business. We invest time, money, and resources into constantly improving our course. We are dedicated to supporting our students, answering questions, and updating strategies as the industry evolves. We don't just throw together a bunch of outdated videos and disappear. We're in this just like you. The truth is, great entrepreneurs create multiple income streams. Whether it's e-commerce, consulting, real estate, investing, you'll find that the most successful people don't just do one thing. So if you think sharing knowledge means I don't actually do what I teach, that's just another limiting belief holding you back. In fact, I'm an owner in 10 plus e-commerce businesses currently. Okay, so if dropshipping works, why do so many people fail? One, lack of patience. They're expecting quick money. We live in a meme coin culture. People want to put in $10 today and wake up rich tomorrow. That's not how business works. Dropshipping takes testing, tweaking, and consistency more than anything else. The people who make it keep going when others quit. And nearly everyone...
All right, let's be real for a second. You've thought about starting a business. Maybe you've even tried dropshipping. And it's probably felt like you're just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks, right? You're dropshipping some cheap junk from a sketchy website, praying it gets there, and then you're making 12 cents on the dollar. It's a grind. What if there was a different way? A playbook? A blueprint? What if you could skip all the nonsense and build a real business selling high-ticket stuff, I'm talking products over $1,000, from trusted suppliers? Look, John and I distilled 21 years of e-commerce experience into 6 simple checklists. It's the battle-tested blueprint that over 1,000 students have used to launch in 30 days. No more guessing, no more costly mistakes. We're giving you all 6 checklists, plus a video walkthrough for each one for just $9. That's a no-brainer. Go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/checklist to get the ultimate high-ticket dropshipping checklist bundle and stop doing things the hard way. That's dropshipbreakthrough, spelled thru.com/checklist.
One quits. Just don't quit. That's literally the only reason most people fail. 2, not learning proper ad strategies. For high-ticket dropshipping, there's one clear way to run ads effectively, and it's not what Google's going to tell you to do or your favorite guru. John and I have been running e-commerce businesses successfully for 10-plus years each. There is only one way to do it. We've been through it on this podcast. We do deep dives inside of our private community, and we teach it extensively in our course. But still, some people will fire up PMax, throw a few $100 at it, get no sales, and then decide dropshipping is a scam. No, that just means you didn't know what you were doing. 3, poor money mindset. This one's big. Some people see a $2,000 course and say, that's expensive. Entrepreneurs see a $2,000 course and say, if that makes me $10,000, that's a 5x return. Think about it. We're conditioned to believe spending $50,000 on college for a degree we may never use is normal. But spending $2,000 to learn a business model that could pay us forever, that's somehow a scam? 4, entitlement. Thinking success should be free or easy. People expect success without effort. Imagine if you said, I want to get fit, but I don't want to work out. Or I want to play the guitar, but I don't want to practice. Sounds ridiculous, right? Business is no different. You have to be willing to invest time, money, and effort because nothing valuable comes easy. So say goodbye to Netflix and Call of Duty and get to work. The difference between success and failure isn't luck. It's mindset. A poor mindset says, I don't want to pay for knowledge. People spend $50,000 plus on a college degree that may never make them money. But they hesitate on a $2,000 business course that could give them real financial freedom. Every successful person has a coach. Athletes, CEOs, artists. Why wouldn't you want one in business? I have multiple. A poor mindset says if it doesn't work instantly, it's a scam. People quit way too soon. Business isn't an overnight success story. It's about learning, testing, and adjusting. Every big success story you see, they struggle first. The entrepreneur mindset says, I invest, I adapt, I figure it out. This is what separates winners from losers. Winners keep pushing. Winners keep learning, and winners keep growing. So let's recap. Dropshipping isn't a scam. It works if you put in the effort, and your mindset is the biggest factor in your success. So here's the question. Are you going to stay stuck in skepticism? Are you going to take action? If you're ready to learn the right way to do this and actually build a profitable business, check out dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where my partner John will walk you through exactly what one of these stores looks like and how you get started. dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. And if not, that's okay too, but don't be the person who calls everything a scam while staying in the same place. Because at the end of the day, your mindset is your biggest asset or your biggest liability. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. not just drop shipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat drop shipping businesses to PDF drop shipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too. So we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.